Chapter 46. I couldn't believe it. I had never been sure I believed in Elemists. I still wondered if it was some kind of trick. He looked fully human. But, of course, for a true Elemist, such things are easy.
"Am I really an Elemist?" the man asked, mocking. "Let's see. I know that Arbron still lives in the tunnels of the Living Hive. I know that you made a universe once, you and the human and the Yerk called Visser III.
I jerked in surprise. Visser III?
Yes, he's advanced quite far in the Yerk hierarchy.
He should be dead.
Should be dead? Do you really think you can play games with time itself? Do you think you can change things around to suit you and not make a mess of it? Are you so naive, Andalite, that you can't understand that time is a trillion, trillion, trillion strands, all woven and interwoven? That if you twist and break one strand, it may have unforeseen effects in a thousand other places and times?
He's alive, the Visser.
Yes, he is alive. He still inhabits Alaran's body.
The Elemist focused gray, human-seeming eyes on me.
He is a terrible enemy of your people.
I shook my head. Humans are my people now.
Like the human named Chapman? Is he one of your people?
You. It was you. You brought him back here and erased his memory.
I undid an error in the time-space continuum. Chapman plays a part in what is still to come.
I don't care. I said harshly. I don't care about wars in far-off space.
Far off? Do you really think you are safe here, Elfengor? Do you assume the Yerks will never come?
I felt my throat clutching up. It happens to humans when they are upset or afraid.
Will they come here? Elfengor, the first Yerk advanced scouts are in orbit above Earth right now.
I said nothing for a long time. I looked out of the window, expecting to see Lauren's car pull up at any moment. But then I realized what a fool I was being. If the Elemists didn't want us to be interrupted, we wouldn't be. There's nothing I can do, I said at last. I tried my hand at being a hero. I failed.
Failed? You kept the time matrix from falling into the hands of either side, Yerk or Andalite. You saved the galaxy.
I couldn't save Arbron. I helped destroy Alaran and deliver him to the Yerks to create the abomination he became. I wasn't able to destroy that abomination. I was weak. I was foolish.
You refused to slaughter defenseless prisoners. You refused to destroy yourself in order to win a battle. You are wise for a primitive creature. But you also altered the course of time by using the time matrix. And that has created awful problems. For your people. For both your peoples. Your peoples need you.
I laughed. No one needs me.
You are not where and when you should be, Elfengor.
The galaxy will get along without me. The Elemist leaned forward and put his face close to mine.
No, it won't.
What do you want from me? I yelled, suddenly enraged.
We want nothing.
Liar! Why are you here if you don't want anything?
We do not interfere in the affairs of other species.
Then go away! Get out! Leave me alone!
We do not interfere, but sometimes we repair what has been shattered.
I froze. What stupid game was he playing? He wouldn't interfere, but he would? Which was it? What did he want?
What do I want? Nothing. But I can tell you that you have twisted and distorted time. Things are not as they should be. Battles are lost that should have been won. What should be safe is now endangered.
I can't go back, I pleaded. I'm not an Andalite anymore. I'm human. I have a wife. I have a place here.
All a product of your meddling, the Elemis said. The human girl Lauren was meant to marry a human. You were meant to be a warrior, a great hero to your people, a mentor and guide to your brother.
I have a brother? He was born? I knew my family was preparing.
In this broken timeline, no. But you should. He has a job to do. And so does another person who you do not know even exists. Elfangor, without you, your people, both your peoples, will be slaves to the Yerks.
I jumped back to my feet. You're lying! Manipulating me! Using me!
We don't use anyone. We don't interfere. But if you ask me to fix the mess you have made, to repair the timeline so that you return to your destiny, that and that alone I can do.
I wanted to hit him. I wanted to throw up. I hated the galaxy and everything in it.
There is a battle, Elfangor. A turning point. Visser III is there. You are supposed to be there, right now.
I can't leave Lorne.
Listen to me, Elfangor. Visser III will come to Earth one day. He remembers her. He remembers that she mocked him. Do you know what he will do to her? And will you be able to stop him when he is surrounded by 1,000 of his own troops?
I felt warm liquid run down my cheeks. Tears. A human thing.
And if I go back, if I ask you to repair the timeline, will it save Earth? Will it save the Andalites? And my Lauren?
No, not by itself. But what is impossible now will become possible again.
I looked at the creature who posed as a human. The creature who had the power to make entire solar systems disappear.
What game are you playing, Elemist?
Will you cross-examine me, Andalite? Or will you ask me to undo the mess you have made?
Lauren?
We'll never know you existed. But you will know. You will still have your memories.
I tried to smile, but it twisted cruelly on my lips.
You said something about a battle, Elemist. Come, I will carry you there. I will undo what was done and repair the fabric of your fate, Elfangor.